Well, some really big news, but, you know, some people care more about it than others. Sometimes when you're one of your children is having a birthday and they're nine, maybe they don't care as much about it, right?
Not as much. I think he was excited, but I might have been the birthday candles.
Well, very happy birthday to Harrison Gibb.
Well,
this morning.
Thank you.
Celebrating his ninth birthday. All right. Well, good morning. It is 8:15. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Big news for the fish food pantry here in Galesburg, and big news not only for our community, but even beyond. And joining us to talk more about it this morning, you've been hearing the commercial running this morning with Josh Gibb, the president and CEO of the Galesburg Community Foundation. Josh, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. Also, we've got Diane Copeland, president of Fish Food Pantry here in Galesburg. Diane, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm very well.
Yeah, especially doing really well today. And also the president and CEO of Riverbend Food Bank in the Quad Cities, Mike Miller. Mike, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks. Beautiful drive down.
Well, thanks for coming in with us this morning. Well, such big news, and I want to start with you, Josh. The move Fish Food Pantry, as we've been hearing this morning, they're going to be moving from their current location at the Hawthorne Center into the old Reinschmitz building, corner of Main and Henderson. Much bigger space, and we'll get more into that with Diane just a bit. But talk about with the community foundation and your involvement in this whole move and what you did to help out.
Well, really, the conversation probably started 2017, 2018. There was a group that was getting together that was really talking about the social determinants of health, what we needed to do to make our community healthier. And food was one of the topics that rose to the top the quickest. And Mike from the Riverbend Food Bank had talked about the efficiencies in what their mission would gain if they could have a regional branch located somewhere. Galesburg, obviously, where we were talking about when we were having that conversation. And that conversation and those thoughts were just really never lost. And then as, you know, time progressed and, you know, what happened last year with the response to COVID really showed the need for food and how well the organizations in this area were really working together, it was, hey, what can we do to help the food bank expand its mission? And this property was available, and the community foundation purchased the property and have every intention of fully investing in it and renovating and refurbishing that to allow the food bank to operate out of there, become this hub of really distributing food to all of the food pantries in the region. So our involvement has really been the prompt to allow these two organizations to better fulfill their missions.
Well, Diane, talk a little bit about, you know, even aside from how it's going to expand everything as far as not only in the city of Galesburg and Knox County, but further out, just talk about even the size. And this is just going to be so much more, I guess, the convenience and everything, but just the size alone is going to be so much bigger and so much easier to work in.
That is correct. We've been very space limited for the last couple of years. Just seems like we get more and more. We've had to turn down donations even because we have no space to put them. And our truck rolls in from Riverbend on the third Wednesday about 8 a.m. of every month. And then we unload it and shift it around and reload it in our pantry. We've only got 1,400 square feet right now. And I'm hearing that the freezer in this new facility is going to be like two or three times that.
Mm. Oh, wow. And that's just the freezer. That's not counting all the other space.
Yeah. That's just the freezer.
Right.
And right now we have very limited freezer and refrigeration storage, so we can't really have the nutritious food package that we want to deliver because of the produce and also the frozen protein. We just don't have room for it. And so this is just going to be such a big win for all of our guests and for our volunteers, you know, to have such a nice, spacious place to work. And I don't know who, what, I just kept thinking, what food pantry does not want to have a food bank right in their proximity?
Absolutely.
I mean, dream come true.
Yeah. Oh, and then for, you know, like when hopefully things will be more back to normal this year and we'll be able to do our annual food drive. And so you won't be searching for space to put all these things like, we got to move this to get this in. And you'll just have the room for it, which is a great thing.
Well, that's it. When we get sometimes 10,000, sometimes 20,000 pounds of food donated to us through different food drives, and it all wheels into the pantry, and we stack it every place, and then we have to figure out a place to regroup and reorganize and still have room to walk and for the safety and to store the food in a safe manner. So that's the other thing.
Mike Miller is the president and CEO of the Riverbend Food Bank in Davenport. And Mike, my goodness, this, you know, your facility is such a great thing in Davenport, and people come from miles to go there. But what this is going to do with an expansion, making this a food bank, and it's going to a regional branch of what you actually do, it's going to save time and travel for those a little bit further out.
Yeah, I think the first thing that might be helpful to listeners is just understand the difference between food bank and food pantry.
Right.
The public uses those terms interchangeably, you know, and so when they hear Riverbend Food Bank, they picture like fish, you know, something, you know, a pantry where a hungry family can go and leave with a bag of food to take home to eat. A food bank, like Riverbend Food Bank, is a 60,000 square foot warehouse that stocks 300 food pantries across the 23 counties we serve. And that's happening all the time. We deliver roughly once a month, but then the rest of the time, those folks are driving to us to get food. And there are 50 food pantries who are closer to Galesburg than they are to us, and this is really going to help them a lot.
Yeah, so we're talking communities like Roseville, Macomb, and, you know, so that's it's going to save them lots of time, obviously.
Oh, yeah. The people, you know, it's fun to look in Diane's eyes and just see how giddy she is about today, because we're gonna co-locate together. But I can't wait till those folks in Canton who drive to us every week over 2 hours, pulling a trailer, only to load up and then drive back. And they're going to be able – what they're going to do now is order from us just like they do, but we're going to deliver it to Galesburg, and they'll only have to pick up there.
So Knox County, Fulton County, Warren County, McDonough County, I mean, it's helping – a really good chunk of people.
Henderson, Stark, you keep naming it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and thank you for that definition, the difference between the food bank and the food pantry. So, Diane, that being the case, that's not still going to completely change the mission. There will still be fish food pantry, but the food bank along with it. Is that correct?
Most definitely. Fish is not changing. Fish is still going to be fish and do exactly what we've always done. And our mission, of course, is providing food for those in need. This is just an opportunity for us to do that better and to serve everyone better. And so, no, nothing is changing with fish at all. We've been there for 51 years, and or we've been organized and serving people for 51 years. This is the 51st year. And so people still do the same thing, and we're at our current location for now. Not sure exactly when the move date will be, but whenever it will be, we'll certainly get the word out. But until then, they still call 343-7807, and we are there for them.
Is that going to be a day where you're going to maybe need some volunteers to help out, I'm guessing?
And I'm guessing we will need some volunteers to help out.
I kind of figured that. Diane Copeland is the president of Fish Food Pantry here in Galesburg. Josh Gibb, the CEO of the Galesburg Community Foundation. Josh, it's got to – I know this is kind of what you and your organization do, but it's got to be a thrill to see something like this come together and think about – the number of people it's going to help Galesburg and beyond.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, let's be honest, collaboration and partnership isn't always easy. We talk about it. We want it. But this is a great example of both organizations being different, both being sort of committed to the same cause, if you will, but figuring out how they can both utilize and share in space, which is, again, something that they both need to better fulfill their mission. So the Community Foundation, this is absolutely what we want to see for the region, because we do know that it's going to better serve people who do need food. This is what we want to be able to do. This is what we know that philanthropy can do. And so we really see that this is philanthropy assuming that role of community leadership, which we have talked about on your show for so many times. So,
you know, Mike, talk a little more about with the Riverbend Food Bank. People might kind of wonder, it's like, okay, well, we do a food drive to help out Fish Food Pantry, our stations each year. A little bit different situation, I'm sure. I don't even know if you take individual donations, but you have to, you're dealing probably a lot more on, like, on the corporate side, whether it's grocery stores or food, you know, whatever, factories, companies. Is that kind of where you're at, where, you know, to get a good amount of food in a 60,000 square foot warehouse has got to be a lot of work behind that.
Right. I mean, we get that question a lot in terms of, well, should I support the food bank or food pantry? And the answer is yes. and we never discourage people from supporting all those pantries, right? We could not do what we do without that. But we're dealing, yeah, we're we're getting food donations in semi-trucks. Now, I don't know of a food pantry that can take a semi-truck of anything, but we take the semi-truck of soup, of green beans, of meat, of milk, and then the pantries, like fish, can order 3 cases of that, 5 cases of that, and the like, and kind of break that down. And it works better because, you know, those big donors don't want 300 phone calls. They can make one phone call, get rid of everything they have to us, and then we can get that dispersed out to all of those partners.
Well, I know one of the great things, Diane, we've talked before, and during our food drive, we talk about people that make monetary. I mean, the food donations are great. We take those, but when they make a monetary donation, that then you guys, which is going to change a little bit now, but you're able to go to Riverbend, and a dollar goes much further for you there than it would for somebody in their own retail grocery store.
And that is correct. And, of course, that won't change, that part. You know, we still get the same rate as before. But, yes, you can almost turn your $1 into $5 by donating it to us. And then through Riverbend, we purchase our food. Because there again, we go through thousands of pounds of food per month, and we just can't walk into most stores and walk out with it. That's why we have an agreement with Riverbend. And it's just, the synergies are just the same here. You know, it just makes sense. And this is just going to be so much better for us. We'll still place our order, I'm assuming, through Riverbend, but we won't have to go far to get it.
Absolutely. So let me ask you this, Mike, also with, you know, donation-wise, obviously, as you said, you're getting truckloads, semi-truckloads of things. Do you also, I mean, I'm guessing that any little, like, monetary donations are still in order and you would still always accept those?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a couple things in that regard. First off, just as Diane described, $1 provides 5 meals. So we tell people if you've already bought it and have it, and aren't going to eat it, please donate it. But please don't go buy us food. We can stretch the dollars farther than that. But this is not a small investment to make this happen. It's part of an ongoing growth strategy of the food bank. It fit with the community health assessment here locally. If folks want to help, they can do all three things, right? They can make a contribution to Fish Food Pantry. They can make a contribution to Riverbend Food Bank on riverbendfoodbank.org. Or they can make a contribution to help this project happen because it's going to be a significant financial investment, both on the food bank and the community foundation's part, to make this happen.
I was going to say, and Josh, would that be something like if somebody wanted to help us specifically with this move, best way would it be to go through the community foundation? Or?
Yeah, I would say anybody who's interested in this project, reach out to the community foundation, and we can best figure out how to plug them in based on what their real interest is. But the community foundation has committed to making sure that the renovations and the refurbishing of this property happens. You know, in part, and this is, you know, something that hopefully we can talk about more, but this isn't really coming from the Community Foundation's granting portfolio. This is coming from our investment portfolio. So the foundation owns this property. The foundation sees that this property being renovated is good for the region. We know that this, by doing these renovations, this is going to create some jobs. We know that it's going to create construction jobs, you know, as that happens. And like I said, I mean, there's these ripple effects that happen when these types of projects come together, and it has been and is very, very exciting.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned it coming from the investment portfolio, which some people might not realize there's that portion of what you do, but it all supports the same mission, though.
Absolutely. So, again, the Community Foundation's investment portfolio drives everything that we do. You know, as we build permanent endowment, that permanent endowment generates the revenue that we use for our granting portfolio. But there's a limit to that, to be able to maintain the integrity of that endowment. So in this regard, we're actually using an investment. We've purchased a property to help us with our mission. You know, I think that's something that's newer to it's certainly new to community foundations. It's newer to the philanthropic world, but it's absolutely an impactful way to help us achieve our mission, to help, you know, the food bank and food pantry achieve their mission. So,
Josh Gibb, Galesburg Community Foundation Day and Copeland Fish Food Pantry. And again, the move that's happening, Fish Food Pantry here in Galesburg, that's the big announcement, is going to be moving the old Ryan Schmitz carpet location, corner of Main and Henderson here in Galesburg, much bigger space, and also is going to be becoming a food bank as well, a regional food bank portion of the Riverbend Food Bank. And Diane, I know you're incredibly excited about this. You don't know exactly when everything's going to happen, but you're ready for it, though.
I am ready. Fish is ready. The yeah. community's ready. You know, I just look at this as basically a dream. You know, we've had this dream for a long time, and now it's becoming a reality. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mike, same thing, I guess, you know, and on your behalf for the Riverbend Food Bank, again, this is a move that's helping your organization in many ways as well. Not quite as much travel, not quite as often, less travel for those utilizing your services as well.
Yeah, I think it's I'll call it a win-win-win, if that makes sense. I mean, the food bank has grown tremendously. Back in 2014, we distributed 7.3 million meals. We set a goal of tripling that by 2025. Last year, we actually distributed over 23 million meals. So we hit that goal 5 years early. And so this is part of that ongoing growth strategy. But then it's also good for the pantry. So you're going to have Riverbend Food Bank, Galesburg Branch, and Fish Food Pantry co-located in the same location. But most importantly, there's over 6,000 people who don't have enough food in Knox County, and they're really who we're doing this for. The food bank will be able to get more food to the pantries. The pantries will be able to get more food to the people in need, reach yep. more people, and that's ultimately why we're doing this.
Yep.
Absolutely.
What's the number, Mike, that you think this branch would actually serve, like, by 2025?
Oh, in terms of – so you've got – we know for a fact there's 50 food pantries, right? Mm-hmm. And then we added the number of people – well, we know in the totals – in all of our 23 counties right now – there's 149,580 people who don't have enough food. And, you know, this is going to be like about a fourth of our service area, right? So we're looking between 30 and 40,000 people who could be helped right out of this new branch.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. And it's a great thing. And, you know, the need has never been greater, honestly. Wow. So do Riverbend, do you have like the similar number of counties on the other side of the river as well that you service, or?
Yeah, so you can see, people could look it up on the website, riverbendfoodbank.org. It's 23 counties. Five are on the eastern Iowa side, so mm-hmm. right there along the river from Dubuque down to Muscatine. And then it's 18 on the Illinois side. So it's all the way up to the Wisconsin border. It's all the way south to Fulton and McDonough, Henderson County. And then we get east all the way out to Ottawa.
Oh, wow. So that's quite a way.
So, yeah, this is, and we started this kind of hub and spoke strategy a couple of years ago with a branch opening our first branch up in Dubuque, and that's really helped meet the full need up in Dubuque, and so we're copying that same strategy here, kind of what we consider the southern quadrant of the service area.
Absolutely. Well, we're happy to have you, and so happy this is going to be happening, Josh. Thank you and the Community Foundation for what you've done to participate and help bring this as well.
Well, we're excited again. We're certainly been involved with it and excited for these two organizations because they're going to be able to actually address so many needs within the community. But I mean, there's been a lot of partners besides just us that have been a part of this. You know, economic development helped us, identify a site. The city's been really receptive to the initial conversations for. What we'll need to do to the property. Again, when you're building partnership and you're building collaboration, there's a lot of people that get to be involved in that. And there's going to be more people that are going to be involved in that. And so we'll be excited when we can come back and announce some more things about this project as they begin to unfold. But our community should be excited and proud of the work that Fish has done for 51 years and excited to welcome Riverbend into the community.
Absolutely. And Diane, I guess not only thank you for what you and Fish Food Pantry do, but congratulations are in order as well, because this is pretty exciting.
It is exciting. Uh-huh. Thank you. And yep. Like I say, as Josh says, this took a lot of people working together to make it happen, and we just could not be happier.
Yeah. And Mike, same to you. Thank you guys for teaming up with Fish and the Community Foundation and, just realizing where that need was and, hey, this is the perfect place for it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're looking forward to coming to the community. We don't want to be – the next time we come, we don't want to be known as Riverbend Food Bank up in the Quad Cities.
Right.
We want to be known as a part of the community right here. And we say all the time, a hungry person 100 miles away is just as important as one right next door.
Yep, they're just as hungry, right? Doesn't matter, right? Mike, Diane, Josh, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.